I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. And this is Hussein Manowar. He's out of this world.
We can put a man on the moon, we can discover life on Mars, but we can't give our children food because mentally we have become detached from ourselves and society. So can somebody tell me it's okay not to be okay, and do not tell me quietly, because one rising star alone cannot light up the sky. Which is why I'm here to create an army of fireflies, to spread love through towns and deep in tribes, and only then will this one young world really survive.
Manowar's a slam poet, a mental health advocate, and a YouTube star. And it was this rant that won Hussein Manowar the chance to go to space next year. Yep, he's going to orbit planet Earth aboard a commercial spacecraft. But here's the thing. The 26-year-old British Muslim often gets hassled by border security when he's traveling on the planet Earth. He's been stopped at airports so many times he can't even keep count. So he was shocked when he was invited to perform his poem in front of a panel of judges and a live audience in Bangkok, Thailand. And even more shocked when he won.
Initially, I was thinking, you know what? I'm from a small town called Ilford. I'm out here in Thailand. I'm in Bangkok. There's thousands of people. There's press all across the world. And I'm thinking, wow. Like, when did I blink and this happened? Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been writing poetry in my bedroom for years and I never thought it'd teleport me here. And then from that, what happened was I messaged my friends on a WhatsApp group beforehand. And I said, yo, you lot, I'm proper nervous. And their response was, they were just like, listen, yeah, if you come back and you haven't won, we're gonna beat you up in the airport. You haven't gone all that way not to win. Get your life together. Come on. And it was just more like, you know, it was that tough loving that I just needed at the right time. So I walked out there as if I was like Conor McGregor going into a UFC fight, thinking, yeah, like, let's do this.
So, I mean, make the connection for us here. You spoke about mental health, and this is all to get you into space. Why do you want to go to space?
No, you know what? If I be honest, I don't actually want to go.
Are you serious?
I don't want to sound ungrateful. I'm exceptionally grateful for this opportunity, and obviously I'm going to go forward with it. However, it was never a dream of mine to go into space.
Did you tell the committee there in Bangkok that you didn't want to go after you won?
No. The first, you know what? When they were talking to me about it, I had loads of people coming up to me saying, "Oh my God, I'm so jealous," blah blah blah, and I was just like, you know what? I can't even spell astronaut. That was the first thing going through my head. I was like, I'm hoping I don't have to answer like a pop quiz and someone's like to me, or name the planets, because I can't name the planets. Like, I'm just thinking I was so bad in science.
If you're taking off in next year, you've got to be going through some astronaut training. Has that started?
Yeah, that's correct. It was incredible. I experienced G-forced aerobatic flight training. I remember one of my friends messaged me and he was just like, what are you doing next week? And I was just like, you know what, mate? I'm actually going to another country to fly in and out of the sky in an aeroplane. And he was like, and I was just like, wow. When I said that, I was thinking, well, it's actually getting a lot realer. And when I got there and I had to put on the clothes and the headsets and everything, I was thinking, okay, you know what? This isn't actually a joke.
Are the spacesuits cool?
Yeah, proper. It's got like badges on it and stuff. And
so, serious question, Hussein. What do you think you, a Muslim, going to space will accomplish? Is that important for you?
Yeah, 100%. I think, unfortunately, a small minority of people have really put out a negative view and spell on my religion. And unfortunately, a lot of the time, that is what the media want to cover. However, I do believe that there is a huge, vast majority of 1.2 billion Muslims that are sane and are normal people and live normal lives and shop in Walmart and they don't harm anybody. And because of that, I think, I just want people that think Muslims are like this to be able to look at someone like me and think, oh, you know what? They're actually not that bad. They're just normal people. They just fly to space and they just do whatever they do to get by in their day-to-day life. It's important.
Well, Hussein, there is a certain irony to you getting fast-tracked to space. You've had some issues with traveling right here on planet Earth, especially in the U.S., right?
You know, it's probably the worst in my own country. Normally what kind of happens is I'll go through border control and everything. And once I'm going closer to the plane, someone will pop out somewhere and be like, oh, hi, Hussein, your profile has matched an incident that occurred earlier in the airport. Do we mind if we just take you into this room or to the side here? go over to the side, they'll make you take your shoes off, make you take your socks off, everyone's looking at you. If you've already put your bag on the plane at this point, you've got to take your bag off, get off the plane, search your bag again, and you walk back onto the plane and everyone's looking at you funny. Now, I'll go through that point and then I'll get approached by immigration again, get taken into a separate room, asked what my family does for a living, where I've come from, what am I doing here, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just like, wow, it's absolutely insane, yeah, the amount of times I've been stopped.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, have you kept track of how many times this has happened?
I gave up.
Right.
So I understand everyone has a job to do. I'm just trying to figure out the best way in order to demolish this stigma around all Muslim people being terrorists.
Hussein Manowar won a trip aboard a commercial spacecraft. He will be the first British Muslim astronaut. Hussein, congrats on winning this trip to space. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.